us on 021 446 0567.
Now, there is nothing quite like the experience of breaking bread together to help you connect with other people. There is just something about the act of sitting down at a table together and putting away the cell phones, hopefully, taking time to slow down and just chat over a meal. Nothing like it to weave connections between people. And instead of just racing sort of past each other in our pursuit of whatever next goal is on the agenda in life. And plus, who doesn't love to catch the scent of their favorite dish wafting out of the kitchen? And my next guest has taken those two concepts and woven them together for an event which is now in its fifth year, bringing Capetonians together, people from all walks of life, to sit down and share a meal at a single table. Noshad Khan, you may know as the founder of the publication The Next 48 Hours. He and his wife Roxanne are about to do it all again next week on Women's Day, Thursday the 9th of August that is. The Humanity Lunch Table is being set and you're invited, and we're delighted to give you a bit of a sneak preview today. Noshad, great to have you with us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's absolutely a special time when you share a meal with somebody. And for us, last year was just over 3,000.
Wow.
And we're aiming at 4,000 this year. And we can't wait to start serving those meals.
Noshad, let's backtrack a little bit. I think many people will remember the Table of Unity, which used to happen up on Table Mountain, the table set, VIPs sitting down together, a very special celebration that used to happen and hasn't for several years now. Did the idea of your lunch table grow out of that event, or was there a separate agenda to your event?
No, you hit the nail on the head there. We were media partners with the Cashmores on the Table of Unity for almost 4 years. And when that stopped, we thought of bringing it back. But we're a small publication and we always want to stretch our spend. And we looked for an event that could bring that concept together, but at the same time, share with as many people as possible.
Yeah.
So yes, the Table of Unity was an excellent idea. They did raise a lot of money that did benefit underprivileged people. But the Artscape Women Humanity Arts Festival is different because it's a free event, and people come from all over. There's even free transport for people coming from Cirrus, Wellington, Stellenbosch. So it embraces so many people. And it's a kind of event that bridges the divide that I think our society so badly needs. So we looked at that. We were part of the event for about 10 years. And 5 years ago, while sitting at the brainstorming, sort of putting together the festival ideas, we thought of feeding everybody. And the first year was 1,500 was the number put at us and said, would you be able to feed them? And we said, yeah, we'll give it a bash. And then the ideas came out. Let's do a lunch. Let's do hot dogs. And Roxanne, my wife, who's very instrumental in putting this together, said that if somebody comes to my home for a meal, I won't serve them a hot dog or a sandwich. It's going to be a premium meal. And a biryani is that. It's served at weddings, at very important functions. And so we decided we'll serve a chicken biryani. And that's what's happened for the last 4 years.
Okay, now cooking chicken biryani for 4,000 people is, that's a very tall order. It costs a lot in terms of procuring ingredients. It takes a lot of hands on deck to make that all happen. Noshad, talk to us about the logistics.
Look, we're very fortunate. We have lots of friends. You know, people say you have a network. We like to call those people our friends. Friends and family. And so we look at the people that we work with throughout the years and went out and asked, Pippa, it took us 24 hours to be able to raise everything we need.
Fantastic.
And more. So for the last 5 years, that's all. I send one email on a Sunday evening, and by Monday afternoon, I can say, thank you very much. We're ready to go. We've had partners like the Tutu Foundation that have come on board. The guys at Brimstone, Grand West's corporate social responsibility have been amazing. So there are people, and 4,000 meals is not easy. The biggest kitchen in Africa is the convention center. So they raise their hands to cook for us. So we're lucky to be in a position to be able to knock on those doors, but we're putting it to good use. And next week, 4,000 meals, including a vegetarian biryani for vegetarian people.
Okay, well worth mentioning as well. Now, linking it specifically to Women's Day, talk to us about the significance there, because I know as much as it's a day that women celebrate, some men often feel excluded from things at this time of year. What specifically made you choose to do it on Women's Day?
We've always been a part. For 10 years, I've been a media partner for the event itself.
The Artscape.
Because,
one, yep.
Again, I think it's a kind of event in a central point in the city that brings people from all backgrounds. I remember a few years back, one of the big musicals was playing, and in the queue for lunch was people standing with a 400 rand ticket to go and watch this big musical, and somebody that has been busting from Atlantis.
Yeah.
But to chat and wait in a queue and share that kind of vibe is special. Mm. Women's Day is important to all of us, of course, yes. And wherever we can try and make a difference, we must. And that event and that day gave us an opportunity.
So with that, are only women invited to the table, or are men invited there in support of women as well?
Well, that's a good question. Yes, everybody's invited. The men will serve on the day.
Uh-huh.
No, everybody eats. I mean, I'm not going to say you can't come and you can come. Everybody eats on the day. But we encourage people, if you want to help and have an hour or two on the 9th, please, we're starting to take in volunteers. And we need about 50 volunteers to actually get the job done on the day.
Okay, so you're looking for volunteers to help with serving meals?
Serving meals, there's pouring of cold drinks. Yes.
Okay. And if somebody feels they would like to volunteer for the event, how do they make contact with you?
I think the safest email, send me an email at editor@48hours.co.za.
editor@48hours.co.za. Now, Nishan, a couple of follow-up questions about the event itself. I know the Women's Arts Humanity Festival, different events are paid for, some are free. It's all about giving access. As you said, some people are there with a ticket for an expensive musical. Others have had to be brought in. How do you manage that process? Is there any fee to be part of this lunch event?
No, the lunch is totally free. So the festival has a range of events. In fact, the festival officially kicked off last night.
We spoke to them on Monday and they gave us an idea of some of the different events that are part of it. Yeah.
So on the day, on the 9th is a special day because there's a whole series of talks. There's exhibitors. Yeah. There's people from the legal fraternity that come and give free advice. There's the Department of Home Affairs that will come and talk to you about how to do smart IDs. So there's a whole lot of that. There's also a free concert on the piazza.
At the end of the walk, yes.
That's right. And then obviously there's the walk. But the lunch is a free lunch. Whoever is attending, whether you're at a paid event or a free event, it doesn't really matter. Whether you're just driving past and you want to stop and have lunch with us, that's fine with us.
Okay, so you are invited. At what time should you arrive if you'd like to be part of it all?
I think if you want to grab a bite, stop there at about 12 o'clock. We'll start serving at 12. We're done by 2 o'clock.
12 until 2 on Thursday, the 9th of August. Given how good I hear the biryani is, I'm guessing leftovers aren't too big a problem for you. But if you do have leftovers, what do you do with them? Is there any perhaps connection with charities, with night shelters or anything like
that? Yes, there is the shelter in Roland Street.
Fantastic.
They're definitely one of the closest ones. The city has just put together a shelter in Culemborg.
Yep.
There's about 80 people there. So we've eyed a few places that we can move. And there's some old age homes in Kensington up in the Boer Cup. So we have a plan B for that.
Okay. Is it an outdoor event, indoor event? Where does the actual table get set up?
Okay, so the table is at the piazza this year.
Okay.
We're hoping to seat at least 1,000. The first 1,000 will get to sit at a table. And that's all outside at the front of Artscape on the piazza.
Yep.
And thereafter, you stand in queue, you grab your bite, and you just mingle. There's a big stage. There's all kinds of entertainment, song and dance. Just be happy and merry on the day.
And if the weather doesn't play along, I hate to ask and tempt fate, is there a plan B to move it all indoors or have a shelter of some kind?
Look, yes, Artscape is big enough. And then we'll try and accommodate between the lobby downstairs and obviously the chandelier foyer. I'm sure we'll make a plan.
Okay. Nishad, let's recap the key details. Anybody is invited to be part of this event on Thursday, the 9th of August from noon until 2. You don't have to pay a cent. You simply arrive, join the line, talk to the people in the line with you, talk to the people that you sit down next to, engage with one another over a plate of fantastic biryani and celebrate Women's Day together. If you're interested in volunteering as a server or be part of the behind-the-scenes preparations, please contact Nishad on editor@48hours.co.za. Any closing message to our listeners, convincing them to come along?
Look, I think it's a holiday. You've got free time and it's in the center of the city. Even if you have to use public transport, it's easily accessible. It costs you nothing. Come and enjoy it. Even if it's just to share with other people the day, there's a lot of activities that would definitely interest many people.
Rather than going shopping, go and join the biryani celebration at the Artscape Theatre. Nishad Khan, thank you so much for popping in to tell us all about it and wishing you a wonderful day with sunny skies and good weather next Thursday.
Thank you very much.